Christ says, have love for those who are against you and make prayer for those who are cruel to you. Am I supposed to love murderers and pedophiles? Okay. Please remember, I explained you already. In the Russian language, there is just one word to love. And in the Greek language, there are following words.
Agapao, diavesis, phileo, stergo, ereo.
So that's at least five words, but there are many more. And each of these words is quite clear. And we have just one single word. And we have this translation. Have love for those who are against you. And we don't understand. So there is word agapao, which means reasonable love, which demands fair attitude to everything, meaning that you don't wish to take revenge, but you would like this person to be fairly punished. You know, so it is about justice, because justice is the lowest level of morality, but it is still morality. So it is about acting fairly and not to overreact out of hatred. That's what it is about. And of course, it is different when we come across other Greek words which mean love as the state of our heart. But this word agapao is about the state of my mind. With my mind, I should treat all people fairly. I shouldn't do anything I wouldn't like to be done to me. The love of heart is absolutely different. That's about feelings. So in this particular case, Christ calls for justice, which is the lowest level of love, but not for the feeling of heart. I shouldn't be in love with a bastard or a murderer. Yes, I believe he should be punished in order not to violate the principle of social justice. Yes, I believe so. But I will be against unfair and biased treatment. That's what it is about.